Hello and welcome to Muscle Mindset. Before we get too much into it, I'm going to ask you to hit the follow button. This podcast is growing. I'm so excited. Lots of value. I'm getting lots of messages and I love it. I love when you guys message me, email me, DM me about the value you're receiving with this podcast. So I love it. So make sure to follow it, share it. I will always reshare it to my story if you put it on Instagram, and I would really appreciate it. I'm excited to grow this and keep it going. I am here to stay and I'm not going nowhere, baby. So I did a poll recently on my Instagram. And if you don't follow me, check me out, Samuel Gagan. I do a lot of good little clips and content. And you know, if you listen to my podcast, you know what I'm about. But my Instagram, I do that pretty frequently. I post, you know, 5-6 times a week and on my stories a lot and give a lot of wellness tips and fitness tips and mindset and coaching tips and perspective. So, but this week I did a little poll on what you guys want to see. And I did like, a little question tab. And then I did a poll with different areas of the podcast that interest you the most. And I'm like surprised, but not. And I did 4 areas. And 3 of the 4 areas got overwhelmingly larger of a response. But one of them really took the cake. And that was about being alcohol free. Giving up alcohol, giving up drinking. And you guys want me to talk more about that story. So here I am. I'm going to talk about it. If you go back through my beginning podcasts, I have a few interviews with a couple. One was with Jameson. We talked about being alcohol free and not drinking. And then I think the second episode of my entire podcast is about my story. And I have some in there sprinkled in along the way. But here I want to talk about some of the benefits you get to not drinking alcohol. And I'm going to start with you receive more than you give up. And people often think that they're giving up something, right? So it's like, oh, I don't want to lose this. But I want you to know that you're not losing anything. You gain way more than you lose. And you actually align with a different version of yourself to where you're gaining things that you can't even imagine. They're that good. They're just that good. And I'm going to talk about 4 benefits to not drinking. And I'm going to say that there are tons of benefits. There's way more than 4. But these 4 are some of my favorites. And I think they're worth mentioning because they're just that incredible. So I'm going to talk about today the 4 benefits to not drinking alcohol. And I've not drank alcohol in over 7 years. And I love it. I don't see myself ever returning. Like I don't, it's like a not a thought. Like you kind of reprogram your mind, you reprogram your brain. And it's a beautiful thing when you do what you need to do for the life that you want. And if it's not alcohol, it could be something else. And stopping the things that are holding us back is sometimes more powerful and more beneficial than doing new things. And I've talked a lot about this. So I'm excited for this episode. I'm going to talk about the 4 benefits to not drinking alcohol. And I'm going to ask you again to hit that follow button. And why don't we go ahead and kick this off? You know, I like to keep it on point and kind of short and sweet. So let's go ahead and kick this off of Muscle Mindset. Welcome to Muscle Mindset, a podcast designed to help you grow and be your best self. If you want to level up personally, professionally, or grow your business, this is the space for you. My only ask is that you give this podcast a follow and share it with someone who needs it. Thank you so much. And now let's flex, baby. Okay, so I want to start before I get into these 4 things, these benefits, these 4 amazing benefits. And I just want you to start thinking about things a little bit differently. If you're listening to this, part of you is interested in this topic, lean into it a little bit. And what I want to say is that I don't care if anyone drinks. Like, I don't really give a shit. I don't. It was my issue. It was no one else's. But I like to share my story because it does help people. I've gotten tons of messages over the years about it, and it helps people that need to hear it. So if you're like, if you like to party, you like to drink, don't take offense to it. That's silly. Like, I'm not talking to you. Do your thing. Like, I don't care. Now, with that said, I think alcohol is a norm and not drinking is not a norm, and that's unfortunate. If someone doesn't want to drink, they don't owe you any explanation. They don't owe you anything. So don't make them feel that pressure. That's been the most uncomfortable thing, especially beginning of my journey, is I don't have like having to explain myself, people peer pressuring me. Like that's being a piece of shit. If you want to know the truth, like I'm like, I have a problem, I have to stop. And if you pressure me, you're a piece of shit. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. You make it about you. This is not about you. This is about me or whoever's going down that path. So remember that if you're going down this path, people are going to be awful. And that's just setting an expectation. Don't let it distract you from your goals. You not drinking, but people will be awful. And it's because they don't want you to change. They want you to show up how they want you to show up. And when you start to show up differently, it bothers people. So you have to just know that, who cares? Like, you just have to know that your role in this is more important. It's your life. It's not theirs. And they can eat shit. So let's talk about the benefits. And like I said, there's so many benefits. These are like the four I like thought about it through the course of this journey. And it's just like, what are they? What are the benefits? So let's start with the first one. The first one is, if you give it time, you have to give it time. Don't expect a miraculous thing in like 2 days or 7 days or 3 weeks. You got to give it time. But number one is, you become addicted and obsessed and really into feeling good. But you have to give it time. You're going to feel so different. You have to let the like your body reset. You have to let your mind reset. You have to get all of the toxins out of your body from alcohol. Alcohol is a toxin. It's just not good. Let's just call it what it is. It's the truth. Alcohol is not good. I watched this video yesterday about it. I just happened to see it on my feed, and she was talking about wine. She's like, a doctor would never recommend drinking a glass of wine for your health. Like, that's the stupidest thing ever. So if you give it time, you become addicted to feeling good. You just feel different. But you feel so good, you become addicted to it, and you want to start doing things that make you feel good. So that's number one for me. I'll say the last one's the most important, so make sure you listen to it all. But you just start to feel good, and you need to pay attention to that. Pay attention to how you feel, because let's say you quit for a bit and then you go back to it. I've heard so many stories of just like, oh, wasn't even worth it, because now I feel like shit and blah, 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 blah. So you become addicted to feeling really good. Okay, number two. This one's really incredible, and I want you to think about this. I have this app that I don't use it often, but sometimes I'll peek at it, and it tracks my spending. It tracks my hours saved. So the second one is, you get back so much time and so much money. Like a lot of it, like a lot of it. Over the course of 7 years, I've easily saved hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds. I'm telling you this, it's crazy. So one of the benefits is, you're not spending money on alcohol, but you're also not making stupid decisions with your money. Like when I was drunk, I would always buy the drinks. I would always buy people food. I would do online shopping at 3 a.m. when I'm hammered, like stupid stuff. I'd get in trouble. I've had trouble with, you know, drinking violations back in the day, and it's expensive. So think about that, the money, but the time. Holy crap. You get back a lot of time, not just the time that you're out doing the things, but the next day. I used to sleep all day, right? I used to do, like, I would party all night, sleep all day, or keep partying. And the money and the time that you get back are crazy. Like, that in itself is worth it. And then you tack on these other things. I'm telling you, the time and the money is worth it alone. And you're saving hundreds and hundreds of hours, days, weeks. It'll add up. And then also, the money is ridiculous. So that's benefit number two. All right, the third one, and this one is a game changer. And you know, you all know me well enough now. maybe you don't, but maybe you do. You see what I post, you see my story and stuff, but you know I love health and wellness. The third benefit to giving up alcohol, which is truly incredible, is your body processes improve drastically. I can give you some examples, but alcohol is not good for our body. It's not good for our systems. It's not good for us. It just isn't. It throws things out of whack. Now, people that drink frequently, their body becomes acquired to it, becomes used to it. You know, that's why the people have like withdrawals and shakes and stuff, if they're like drinkers or like alcoholics or something. So what I mean by your body's processes start to improve, first, let's talk about food. When you don't drink, your body actually gets the chance to process food much better. So I eat pretty clean, but when I don't, my body actually still uses it. So think about it like this. Let's say you're eating food. Your body processes it, right? Now let's say you're eating food and drinking alcohol for dinner. What happens is your body will metabolize and process the alcohol first, and then your food just sits there. So it doesn't actually move the food through your system. It doesn't process it as well because it's focused on the alcohol. So think about it like that. And then what happens the next day? You're dehydrated. So then you drink water. What happens with the water? Your body retains the water. So then you get puffy. You get puffy and bloated and tired, all while your body's trying to bounce back. So that's an example of another process, or one process. Another process is sleep. Drinking does not help your sleep at all. It does not. So like having a glass of wine or a drink before bed, it's not effective. It's actually, it's worse for you. So when you quit drinking, your sleep should improve. Once again, this takes time. It's not going to be better on the day one or day two or day three. Your body has to reset, but you're going to get a better quality of sleep. Alcohol screws up your REM cycle. It screws up your sleep. So not having it can get you in a much better sleep pattern. And then we talk about like no hangovers and better workouts because you're not tired. You're not feeling a certain way. Your body's processes, your wellness, health, body systems are going to improve across the board with not introducing alcohol into it. Been there, done that, and it is amazing. Like that is, it's incredible. So yeah, that's number three. Number four. Okay. This one's the most important one. This one is just incredible. I can't talk about this enough. We're living in an environment, a world now where everyone is anxious and depressed and living their lives and having mental health issues and disconnected. Giving up alcohol can help you with all of those things. I remember seeing this quote several years ago, and it's like alcohol is like pouring gas on the fire of your anxiety. When I drank, it was binge drinking, and it made me very depressed. And the problem was alcohol. At one point, I was going to try and get on antidepressants, but you're not supposed to drink with antidepressants. But I was like looking for an alternative because I didn't want to quit drinking. And giving up alcohol can change your mental health. It can help you with these things. Doesn't mean it's going to completely take it away. You have to do other things, right? You might have to see someone. You might have to go to therapy. You might have to go to AA. Exercising helps. Eating right, it all helps. It all helps our mental health. So when you quit drinking, though, you're going to see a drastic improvement in your mental health. And that's a big, big, bold statement, but I've seen it. I've done it. I've experienced it. And then on top of that, the mental clarity you get, you start to get very clear. You get clear on what you want out of life, what makes you happy, who you want in your life, in your relationships. Like you get this mental clarity and it's like the fog has lifted. You know, like after a night of drinking or how you feel, you're just like foggy and tired and blah. You lose the fog. So a huge benefit to not drinking alcohol is losing the foggy thoughts, the things that just drag you down. Like, it's truly incredible. So those are four things. There's a ton more. It can drastically change your life. I'm very passionate about this because I've seen it change my life. I've seen it. I've felt it. I've experienced it. And just to recap, the four are: you become addicted to feeling good. You get a lot of time and money back, a ton of it. Your body processes improve, and your mental health and clear thinking improve as well. So I hope you found a lot of value in this podcast. I'm going to ask you again to please hit that follow button and please share this. Take it a step further and share this for me. Muscle Mindset is growing, and I'm excited to keep it growing and get it to where I want to help a lot of people. I want to help a lot of people at scale. And this is one of the easiest, best ways to do it because I can't, like, you know, coach everyone one-on-one. I'm only one person. So I appreciate you showing up for yourself. I appreciate you showing up to Muscle Mindset. We're here to support you. We is me. I am getting some guests on here so we can do some great interviews. And thank you for showing up again, and have a beautiful day. And if you're thinking about embracing the alcohol-free lifestyle, you got someone in your corner, and that is me.